They are universal elements that have been told in the whole human history, in all times, in all religions or cultures. But they always use their own words. A child will use different words as an adult, and somebody who's an atheist will use different words as a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindu. So you try to find words for an experience, but which is really ineffable. There are no words for it.
Right. Yeah, the vocabulary might change depending on the experience,
exactly.
but the experience didn't change. It was just what would you say would be the defining characteristics of the near-death experience in your 25 years of research?
Well, there are about 12 elements which not all people will tell you, because some have only 3 or 4 elements experience, and others have many more elements experience. And the more elements people can remember, the deeper the near-death experience is called. But the first thing is that the pain is gone. That the pain of the traffic accident, the pain of your cardiac arrest from your myocardial infarction. You don't feel your body anymore, and you're very at ease, and you're feeling very happy, and you ask yourself, well, is this death? I'm dead now. And then you can have, sometimes hear some noise, but mostly you have the possibility to have perception out and above your body. And you have theoretical perception of things that are happening during resuscitation or for the traffic accident or for the surgery. And this is a very important aspect of the near-death experience, because it proves that the near-death experience happens in the period of unconsciousness and not the first or last second. And then they can become in a dark space, which can be very frightening for some of them. And in this dark space, there's a small light where they're attracted to it, and they call it mostly a tunnel. And through this tunnel, they come in a light, which is unconditional love and compassion.
And that's how they describe it.
That's how they describe it.
It's unconditional love. So they feel this warm light that lets
incredible.
Them know.
It's so bright light, but it doesn't. It's a problem for your eyes, because you don't see with your eyes.
Right.
And then they come in another dimension, in not worldly dimension, where they beautiful landscape, beautiful music, and sometimes also meeting deceased relatives where they can have communication with.